Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 510, five ways to practice acceptance with your child, because one of the best gifts we can give our kids is to love them unconditionally and accept them for who they are, even when it's not exactly what we had hoped for. When was the last time you felt completely amazing in your own skin? You know, that feeling where you're just on top of the world because of something you did that made a difference for yourself, or even better, others that you interact with. I felt like that recently due to a work-related event that I was in charge of planning. The celebration took place in another state, so organizing an event remotely can be challenging. As it turned out, many people had conflicts and had to decline, so I wasn't feeling very enthusiastic that only a small handful of people would be joining us. On top of that, we had to travel over 3 hours each way to this out-of-state venue, which made for a very long and tiring day. I wasn't feeling very confident, but I carried on as if it were the biggest, best party of the century. And it turned out to be one of the most fantastic celebrations I've ever attended. And I met some new folks I wouldn't have known otherwise. The following day, I was completely but happily exhausted, and my boss was so grateful and called the event a complete success. It was a wonderful feeling, and days later, I'm still enjoying the afterglow. Feeling that terrific got me thinking about how good our kids must feel when they experience a moment of pure joy and acceptance. In today's chaotic world of overscheduling, alongside the pressure they experience both in and out of the classroom, kids yearn to know they're appreciated and accepted. It's easy to go about our busy lives and focus on getting things done rather than concentrating on the way our family is feeling while we're running around completing our to-do lists. But when we stop and take the time to appreciate our current circumstances, especially noticing how our children are handling their very full lives, we can set a whole new positive tone. Mighty Mommy shares five ways you can tune into your child and practice total acceptance no matter how busy life gets. Here are five ways to practice appreciation and acceptance with your child. 1. Take the time to enjoy your child. 2. Practice self-care. 3. Acknowledge where they're coming from. 4. Let go of expectations. And 5. Look for the positive. Let's explore each more closely. 1. Take time to enjoy your child. As I've stated many times before, one thing that all kids have in common is the need to please their parents and caregivers. By doing so, they believe they'll receive attention and affection. For the many years I've struggled with infertility, I promised myself that I'd shower my kids with unconditional love and would relish all the amazingly cute and even annoying kid moments that would be bestowed on me if I should be so lucky to finally become a mom. Well, I certainly got my chance to do that, 8 times over. But what I soon realized was that parenting was not just sitting and playing board games and building blocks on the floor on a rainy day at home. I forgot all about the meal preparation, mounds of laundry, whining kids, tantrums, and everything in between that also came with those sweet babies. When we get caught up with our busy lives, it seems near impossible to actually enjoy those everyday moments that eventually become distant memories. I can still remember the very first time my oldest daughter came home on the bus from her first day of kindergarten. I was chomping at the bit, thinking about how she was doing at a full day of school without any of the comforts of home. I knew deep down she'd be just fine, but when she stepped off that bus, I lit up like a Christmas tree. I was so excited to see her and hear about her day. It was priceless for both of us. While we're not going to get that excited every day our kids come home from school, we can still enjoy the moments we have to learn about what went on in their world that day. Taking an interest in what their favorite subject is this year, learning who the new kids in their class are, having them remind us what their preferred after-school snack is, and talk about the goals they'd like to meet in the upcoming year are ways we can connect and delight in their world. I even try to do this with my college kids who live away from home. Sending regular texts, cards, and emails to stay abreast of their new grown-up lives is really important. When we take the time to enjoy our kids at their present ages and remind them that we're genuinely interested in their lives, we show them acceptance as we let them share what's important to them. By doing this on a regular basis, we're better equipped to be accepting of more contentious situations, like their decision not to share in the family's religious values once they become teens, or choosing a major in college that makes no sense at all. Think archaeology. Been there, done that. Tip number 2, practice self-care. If you're wondering how nurturing yourself has anything to do with practicing acceptance with your child, in a nutshell, everything. In order to be accepting of someone else, first, you need to be able to love and accept yourself, including your own shortcomings, flaws, and weaknesses. When we work on our own stuff, we're better able to embrace our loved ones' deficits and can help arm them with their own tools to love themselves. If you're not already making time to care for your own needs, now is the perfect time to start. Begin carving out regular blocks of time to sit quietly with your own thoughts and get away from the hectic schedule that normally surrounds you. Do you have a hobby that you've been neglecting? What type of physical activity motivates you? Is reading your passion? Maybe there's an exercise group you've been wanting to join, but figured you just can't spare the time. Wrong. You can and you must find time in your busy schedule to take care of your own needs. Even if it's only a couple of hours a week to start, at least you're beginning to build an important new habit of putting yourself first once in a while. Once that happens, you'll find out how much you depend on having these blocks of time for just recharging your batteries, and hopefully you'll get possessive of them so you can add more of them into the mix on a regular basis. When you're meeting your own personal needs, you'll have the patience and tolerance needed to accept your children for who they are, even when they aren't performing exactly as you'd like. Tip number 3, acknowledge where they're coming from. When talking about being accepting of another person, Rick Hansen, PhD, articulates the process quite succinctly in Psychology Today's article, Accept Them as They Are. He explains that it's normal to want to change behaviors or quirks that we find annoying in others, but that it's healthy to come to peace with who they are or aren't and move forward. Accepting people does not itself mean agreeing with them, approving of them, waiving your own rights, or downplaying their impact upon you. You can still take appropriate actions to protect or support yourself or others. Or you can simply let people be. Either way, you accept the reality of the other person. You may not like it. You may not prefer it. You may feel sad or angry about it. But at a deeper level, you're at peace with it. That alone is a blessing, and sometimes your shift to acceptance can help things get better, states Hansen. When you can get yourself into the mindset that Dr. Hansen discusses, coming to peace with someone for the individual person that they are at that very time, it's much easier to be accepting. With our kids, they grow and change so quickly that perhaps the behavior or choice they currently are making is only temporary. It's important to try and acknowledge where they're coming from right now in their life. If they aren't an A-plus student that you had hoped for, is there something happening at school that's causing them to struggle? Rather than assuming that they're being lazy and not getting their work done, do some investigating and see if they're having a difficult time understanding the subject. Or maybe there's a personality clash with the teacher or a bullying situation going on that you don't know about. It's often easier to empathize and be more accepting when you get to the root of the situation. With younger kids, you might have a child that's constantly pushing your buttons and can simply annoy you when they open their mouth to talk. How do you show love and acceptance in this situation without wanting to wring their cute little neck all the time? In my episode, How to Make Sure Your Kids Don't Push Your Buttons, I advise to learn why your kids like to make you upset. The bottom line is that it's completely natural for kids to test the waters and to try to aggravate a parent because it gives them a sense of control. They may even secretly enjoy seeing you lose it and get upset. This is all a habit, and unfortunately, one that we as parents create. You're more apt to be understanding and accepting of your child when you stop and evaluate what's causing their behavior. When you change how you react or don't react to their ploys, you'll nip this behavior in the bud and can start accepting their sweeter side.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Tip number 4, let go of expectations. One of the most difficult reasons parents struggle to accept their children could be because of the preconceived expectations that you had for your child before they were even born. Did you have your heart set on your daughter following in your artistic footsteps, only to find she couldn't care less about sketching a drawing of a fruit bowl and would rather learn how to use a toolbox instead? Or maybe dad was sure his son would be a starting quarterback, just like he was, but his boy bucks traditional notions of masculinity and would rather take acting lessons than even look at a football. These are just two of many scenarios that families face when struggling to accept a child that is cultivating their own interests or is not fulfilling a physical role like that of a tough athlete, but instead is following a creative muse. Now what? You're not going to love your child any less because they're pursuing their own interests, right? As her parent, you need to step back and appreciate the gifts that they do have and celebrate their unique abilities as an individual. That's unconditional love, and it's one of the best gifts you can ever give your children. I've shared the story of 3 of my children having significant delays in language. In fact, one of my daughters didn't speak until she was almost 5. When we were struggling with these learning disabilities, I was introduced to a wonderful poem, Welcome to Holland, written by Emily Pearl Kingsley. This poignant reflection is the heartfelt perspective of a parent raising a child with a disability. I can't tell you how helpful and comforting this poem was to me some 20 years ago. It helped me realize that although my speech-delayed children wouldn't be learning the same as their peer group, or even their own brothers and sisters, they were going to achieve their goals in their own special way, and that was just fine.
I didn't start talking until I was almost 5 years old, so because of this, I couldn't process information like other kids my age. Even following simple instructions was a challenge. But thanks to my teachers who spent extra time helping me find ways to learn, that worked for me, and because of the great support from my parents, I eventually overcame my delays and was able to go to college where I'm finishing my degree in graphic design. I hope anyone listening to this podcast will keep in mind that even though some kids learn differently than their peers or siblings, when they have the right people cheering them on, anything is possible.
When you let go of the expectations you thought would define your child, you open up the door for appreciating the wonderful person that they already are and will be able to delight in their potential that awaits them. And number 5, look for the positive. No matter how difficult the situation you're facing with your child may seem, don't forget to look for that silver lining and focus on the positive rather than on what your child isn't doing to please you. One of my favorite parenting books is Positive Parenting, an Essential Guide by Rebecca Eanes. This book is full of great tips that will leave you feeling empowered as a parent, not drained. Regardless of whether the outcome you're currently dealing with is temporary, he's dyed his hair blue right before the family reunion, or more permanent, she's not going to go to college and instead wants to work at a tattoo parlor with her new boyfriend. Be thankful for having this child in your life and let them know you're grateful to be their parent. Try this. Honey, blue is definitely your color. Brings out the sparkle in your eyes. Or having a full-time job is important if you're not going to pursue college at this time. Maybe you'll decide to go back to school part-time once you get a schedule established. When your kids know they can count on you to support them and not judge them, they'll be more likely to come to you in good times and in bad. How do you practice acceptance with your family? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or please post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. A special thanks to my daughter, Casey, for joining the show today. If you have friends and family that would enjoy listening as well, I'd love it if you'd share the link to this podcast and refer them to the website, which is www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Here, you'll find hundreds of archived episodes covering a wide variety of parenting and family-related topics. Wishing you and your family a week of love and acceptance. As always, thanks for listening, and until next time, happy parenting!
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.